for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close? We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way. A very busy Friday right here on KGYM. Coming up, we'll get you updated what's happening at Wells Fargo Arena in the state wrestling tournament. We'll talk about the United States and how they're faring in the Olympic Games over Pyeongchang. We'll get to that. Tom Cakert will join us as well and talk about the Iowa basketball team, look back at recruiting, look ahead at spring football. All that and more coming up on the Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Oh, happy Friday to you out there. A busy Friday at that. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann coming your way through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Big, big day. Wrestling continues day 2 of 3 at the state tournament at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll get you updated to the moment on what's happening over there. Also, we've got basketball coming up tonight. Tournaments resume in classes 1A and 2A for the girls. Regional semifinals around the state of Iowa. We got a pair of games coming your way here on KGYM beginning at 6:45 this evening. More games coming up tomorrow. More games coming up on Monday. More games coming up on Tuesday. You get the gist on how things are kind of progressing here. But, yeah, that's what we have. That's what we have for you going on here right now. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And if you have any questions about upcoming live sports, go to the website, kgymradio.com.
We got it through Sunday because we're not exactly sure what's going to happen after tonight with next week yet. So, you know, be patient. We got it through Sunday. We know tonight where we're going. We know where we're going tomorrow night. And then we now know where we're going on Monday. So, well, half of Monday is set. Not the other half. That'll be set after tonight. So that's what makes February fun. Been following state wrestling today, and we'll get you updated what's happening. They're wrestling the 1A quarterfinals right now. Everybody remaining in 2A and 3A is going to medal. They're down to 8, and they will have the semifinals coming up later this afternoon and then to tonight. Mark Ironside, among others, have gone on record in saying the semifinals are actually maybe the best wrestling.
I don't doubt it. Yeah.
The finals are it as far as, you know, pomp and circumstance, just, you know, 18,000 people focused on three mats. That's amazing. There's nothing like finals night. But as far as probably the better matchups, it's Friday night at the semifinals and late afternoon. Just what they think.
Poll question of the day at KGYMradio.com. What is the state's marquee sporting event? Would it be the state wrestling, Drake Relays, Ragbri, the Cyhawk game, or something else? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue, Northeast and Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Very, very good question. And I know a lot of people like Ragbri. Follow Ragbri, do Ragbri. I'm throwing Ragbri out for me, my own personal thing, because, I guess you could throw a sport into it, but
some riders make it a sport.
Yes. A lot of them don't.
They make it a race.
A lot of them don't. A lot of them don't even bike.
They race in different ways.
A lot of them don't even bike after about 2 or 3 days. Not saying everybody. I'm just saying a few. A few. It's a great event. I'm not saying it's not. But as far as a sporting event, I don't know. But it is its own entity out there. That's for sure.
Tons of participants.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great question. That is a great question. Drake Relays brings in international acclaim as far as tracksters are concerned. for the state of Iowa doesn't get much better than a Saturday afternoon or Saturday night Iowa-Iowa State football game. The basketball games haven't been quite up to snuff as of late. State wrestling on Friday and Saturday night is pretty special. If you've never been there, like we've said it many times, the two events you got to go to if you're an Iowan are state wrestling and the Drake Relays. So I'm going to have to go with one of those two. So 319-366-1600. We'll get your thoughts and input about that. That's a good question.
The events at Iowa Speedway are very well attended, very popular.
Absolutely.
But I'm not sure they rival any of our candidates.
Absolutely.
But if you think so, you can vote other.
That's another thing right there. All right. Shall we dive in to state wrestling?
Have at it.
While it is fresh in our minds anyway. They are going with the 1A quarterfinals right now. Don Bosco has had a good afternoon. Lisbon has had a good afternoon. It's probably coming down to Don Bosco and Lisbon is the way it looks. Denver trying to hold on right there. And let's just go to the scoreboard here in Class 1A right now. Up to the minute, it is Don Bosco, 66.5 points. Lisbon, 53 points. They are head and shoulders above the rest of the field. Martinsdale St. Mary's is in third back with 30 points right now. Al Burnett is in seventh with two wrestlers. That's pretty good. North Lynn now is in ninth with, they brought three, and they still have three alive. Denver right now, they've had a tough day. They are down to 10th place right now, and they were one of the tri-favorites going in. So it's a Don Bosco-Lisbon race right now in Class 1A. Taking a look at the results as far as the teams are concerned. Well, if I can find the right thing here to click on, because I've been all over the place here so far. For the Lisbon Lions, and we mentioned they're off to a tremendous start. 120, Cale Happel won by fall today. Seabrick at 126. He also won his match quarterfinal by major decision. And also at 145, Cooper Seabrick, he won by decision at 145. Caden Kilberg won by pin at 152. Bryce Werdeman won his 170-pound match, and that is what Lisbon is through right now. Al Burnett, Jameis Wilson was a winner earlier on today. Also, I can find that young man for Maquoketa Valley, Chance Downs, lost his quarterfinal match, so he will have to wrestle back coming up a little bit later on. For the North Lynn Lynx at state today, Heath Moyer, 113 pounds, was a winner by pin. So he moves on to the semifinals. Brady Henderson at 132, also a winner by pin. He moves on to the semifinals as well. And for Regina, Ryan Schott, in his matchup, he won over Elijah Wagner of Lake Mills, 11-0. So Ryan Schott is off to the semifinals. So that's what we have in 1A. They will have their consolation round coming up in just a little bit. Taking a look at Class 3A right now with the team scores going on. Very interesting team race in 3A right now. Fort Dodge looks really good for the top, but they have six semifinalists, so it's going to be hard to catch them. Waukee is second with 62. Then it's pretty bunch. Southeast Polk is third right now at 53. West Des Moines Valley has 50.5 there in fourth. Johnston, 48.5 in fifth. City High is sixth with 43. Still four wrestlers alive for City High, including three in the semifinals. Prairie is in seventh. They had a good day today. Prairie with six still alive, but two in the semifinals for the Hawks. Dubuque Hempstead is eighth. Iowa City West is ninth. West High with four still alive, three in the semifinals right now. Taking a look at how things played out today. For Kennedy, they have two alive. Ben Saracen is into the semifinals. The top-rated 170-pounder, 285-pounder Josh Viss is alive in the wrestlebacks. Jefferson will have a place winner. Braxton Bolden at 182 is alive in the wrestlebacks. Cedar Rapids Prairie with two in the semifinals. Trent Wintermark at 138. Derek Horak at 182. Kegley at 106, Braswell at 120, Jace at 170, and Stoner DeGroote at 195 are all in the wrestlebacks. Linmar has just one remaining. That is Jacob Wempen. He is in the semifinals at 170 pounds. West High, three semifinalists. Nelson Brands, of course, at 160. Francis Duggan at 220. And Guy Snow at 285. Still alive, Graham Gambrell at 132 for West High. City High, three in the semifinals, 106, Ethan Wood Finley. Kadohu at 160 and Jacob Dykes at 195. Harney is alive in the wrestlebacks at 138. Xavier lost their two wrestlers, and Will Foreman lost twice today for Washington. You still with me, Mark?
I am indeed.
Okay. 2A going on right now in Des Moines. And we're going to talk to Tom Caker coming up here in just a little bit. Tie at the top. Interesting. New Hampton, Turkey Valley. Everybody knew they were going to be there. They've got 40 points. Dubuque Wallert tied with the Chickasaws right now with 40 points. And Wallert was a Midland to second division team in the MVC, but wrestling 3As all year. They go down. I hate the word go down. They wrestle 2A. And they are tied for the lead right now. South Tama is in third. They've got 38 points. West Liberty in there still with 31 points so far. Taking a look at the individuals, center pointer Banna. Fessley is still alive. He's the only Stormont pointer at 120 pounds. He is into the semifinals. Dyersville Beckman with two alive. They're in the semifinals. Hageman at 160. Grover at 182. Solon with three still alive. Tyler Linderbaum is in the semifinals at 285. Gnida and Bevins are alive in the wrestlebacks. West Delaware with Mangold in the semifinals at 152. Jack Newhouse, 170. He is in the consolation round. Williamsburg has three alive. Kesterson at 113 is in the semifinals. Schropp at 126. Malloy at 160 are alive in the wrestlebacks. Mount Vernon has a semifinalist. Paul Ryan at 170 pounds. Ryan Clark alive at 113. Independence with two semifinalists. Doyle at 138. Crawford at 220. Monticello has the Lensman guys at 113 and 132. Anamosa with Rowley at 126 alive in the wrestlebacks. Crowley for Tipton alive at 126 in the wrestlebacks as well for them. So there you go.
Again, we have semifinals tonight. Placing matches tomorrow.
Actually, believe semifinals. Let me double check this.
Okay.
Here. I believe they actually get started this afternoon in this particular session. But I don't want to jump the gun on that. And let me check that out very quickly here, Mark, as I take a look at the schedule here. Friday afternoon, 1A quarters, 2A semifinals.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Third round consolations. 1A will have second round consolations coming up as well. So the 2A semifinals will go off today along with their third round consolations.
Some interaction to our poll question on the text line 319-366-1600 brought to you by Hertin and Stockard Jewelers. We ask you about the state's marquee sporting event. 87-21, it used to be girls basketball, hands down.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in the 6-on-6 days when people would keep their tickets to each year at Veterans Auditorium in Des Moines. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And just renew them. And, that's kind of gone by the way of the dodo bird a little bit.
95-23, the Drake Relays, even as an early 80s Prairie grad.
Very nice.
0478, Drake Relays, no doubt. High school, college, university, and Olympians. World-class athletes, tradition also, everything but good weather.
Yeah, when was the last time we had good weather for the Drake Relays? We've had last year it sleeted. It had wet snow on Saturday morning at the Drake Relays. Do remember that. Weather has been abysmal the last couple of years at Drake. But then a few years prior to that, it was 80 degrees at the Drake Relays. So you never know what you're going to get.
No.
Like Forrest said. Going to talk to Tom Caker coming up here in just a little bit. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have one more styling from Mark Dukes today for our final pair of tickets. And they are on sale right now. Go to Ticketmaster.com or just stop by the U.S. Cellular Center box office. For the big show coming up on Saturday, June the 23rd, it will be presented by Cedar Valley Entertainment. T-Pain and Ja Rule featuring Mike Jones. Free tickets today. Coming your way before 4 o'clock here on KGYM. Looking forward to giving those out today. Very much so.
Yes, because it's the final time for me, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I let you off the hook because I said we can't do this shtick again, at least for a few more years. You know, you got to let it breathe a little. You got to let it rest a little bit.
It's been fun.
Does that make you happy? It should.
I tried to do the best I can with it. I played along. Company guy, you know.
You did great.
All right.
You did very, very well. Very, very well with that. 19 past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. $30 gift certificate, by the way, to the Fieldhouse coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. So don't forget about that. They'll be on the air from 4 until 6:45 tonight. We'll be out a little bit early. We've got regional semifinal girls basketball coming your way tonight. Myself, Steve Dozer, will be at Springville. It'll be the Orioles taking on Bellevue Marquette in a 1A regional semifinal. And then Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson will be down at Regina. Third meeting of the year between West Branch and Regina in a 2A regional semifinal. Both winners will advance to the state regional finals next Monday night. And the first tickets to be punched will be tomorrow night in 3A. For girls basketball around the state of Iowa. Anamosa be playing. They're going to try to play Giant Killer tomorrow against number one Crestwood. Mm. So trying for their first ever trip to the state tournament.
Those are always good stories.
Yeah. It's going to, and they will deserve it if they come away with a win against Crestwood tomorrow. tomorrow night. I have no idea what day of the week it is. All last night doing the Xavier West game, I thought it was Friday. Because it's usually Friday when you do a game. The last week, they move them up to Thursdays. All day today, I'm thinking it's Saturday. I have no idea what's happening. No idea. People think a lot of times I have no idea what's happening. So I do realize that. Tiger's on the course, too.
Yeah, he is. And I don't have that up right now, do you?
He just made a birdie.
He finished a plus one. 72 yesterday, which doesn't sound all that impressive, but scores were not low yesterday, and he didn't drive it particularly well. He putted well, and just got it around enough, to make a representative showing. And you say he just made a birdie.
Just made a birdie. Got up and down on two, made a birdie on three now, and now is going to a really tough par three.
So he's even for the tournament.
Even for the tournament. Even for the tournament. That's where he stands at this point. All right, 321. Where we stand at this point is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Tom Kakert's going to join us on the other side of this break, and we will talk Hawkeye sports with Tom, and we'll do that after this. You're listening to The Gym Class on a Friday, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Imagine you're given a new car of your choice. There's only one catch. This is the last car you're ever going to get in your life. You would baby that car. Well, you don't just get one car in your life. You get one mind and one body. And it's what you do today that determines how your mind and body operates years from now.
You have one body. Take care of it. Know more about you and your DNA. Order your 23andMe kit today at 23andMe.com.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You won't want to miss the President's Day sale going on now through Monday, February 19th at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Find incredible sale prices on the products you use most. Stock up and save big on appearance items, tools, chemicals, oil and filter specials, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Back with you at 3:23 here on the Gym Class KGYM. We encourage you to vote on our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at KGYMradio.com. Maybe we'll ask Tom this. What is the state's marquee sporting event? State wrestling tournament, the Drake Relays, Ragbri, Cy-Hawk game, or other? We've had some people vote for the old 6-on-6 girls' state basketball tournament. A lot of people chiming in as far as the Drake Relays are concerned. But right now, we've got one of them going on, and that is state wrestling. And they're just wrapping things up as far as the the 1A quarterfinals. They're going to have a little bit of a break, about 15 minutes, and then they're going to fly into the 2A semifinals coming up, and then they'll get to wrestlebacks after that. So it's starting to get very, very exciting in Des Moines. Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com, set to join us right now. Give him a follow on Twitter. We encourage you to do that. We always encourage you to read his fine stuff as well that the team puts together. And Tom, good Friday to you. How you been?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Not too bad. What's your answer to the poll question? What would be your vote for the state's top sporting event?
Boy, I kind of think, you know, I'm old, so I'd go Drake Relays just because I always thought that was the biggest event every year. But boy, from a participation standpoint and where everybody kind of does something, Ragbri is hard to beat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is. I mean, I know it's not elite athletes competing, but boy, everybody, it touches every corner of this state, every so often. You know, it's going to be going through kind of the neck of the woods around here this year with going through, you know, Iowa City and Davenport, the eastern side. So, I think Ragbri's maybe grown into the biggest event.
Are you going to have a pie station at the Cakers?
No, but I think my wife and son might be riding in it this year again. They've done it a couple times, so they may be doing it this year.
Well, it's certainly nothing related to Iowa basketball in our poll question, and that's understandable, right, Tom?
Unless it was, which season was worse, this one or Licklider's last?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is a long year. There's no doubt about that. And the one thing now, you got to have something to play for at all times. And the thing right now for the Iowa basketball team to play for is to get out of the first day at New York. I'm not sure they're going to be able to pull it off, but in order to do so, they need to win tomorrow against Indiana.
Yeah, with Wisconsin winning last night, they almost have to sweep the rest of the games to get out of that, get up to the 10 seed, because they would win the head-to-head tiebreaker against Wisconsin. So to get there, you know, unless Wisconsin loses to Minnesota or something like that, which I don't see happening the way Minnesota's playing, and that's going to be, I think, in Madison. So, it's tough to see Iowa not, you know, I've kind of just thought, well, now they're going to end up playing in that Wednesday against Illinois, one of the only road team that they've beaten and played competitively with in the conference on the road, Illinois. They may see them again on Wednesday night in New York City.
What positive or positives could you possibly draw from this season, Tom?
Maybe that I think Luca Garza is what we kind of thought he would be. Mm-hmm. I think he's, you know, a foundational building block kind of guy in the middle, and he lived up to the expectations. He had a little bit of a blip, you know, there in early December where he wasn't playing well, but ever since then he's really, really played well. In fact, I was talking to one of our Michigan guys who was there covering the game the other night. he goes, boy, the Garza kid's going to be a load the next 3 years. I mean, they're just, and I've heard that from other people who are covering other teams, that they just have been impressed with Luka. And I think you've seen some flashes from Nunji. So those two young guys, I think they're averaging somewhere around 16, 17 points a game as true freshmen. So something to build on there. And, you know, I think, you know, Bohannon's done what you would expect them to do. And they just, the big disappointment is that they just have not guarded people and they just haven't gotten stops. And they've had these runs thrown at them. You look at that Indiana game earlier this year where they had 11-0 or 14-0 run in the first half thrown at them. They come back and get it to within one and then an 18-0 run. I mean, that, you can't give up 32-0 runs in any game and expect to win.
Yeah, very much so. And also, you mentioned Garza, but did you expect Garza to be doing it in the fashion that he is? Jump shots, maybe more than posting up inside?
Yeah, because he was always billed as a, you know, and when I'd seen him play, he's been more of a, he's a pick-and-pop, capable pick-and-pop guy that could step out to three, and frankly, he hasn't shot the three as well as I thought he would this year, but he's, you know, really good on those baseline jumpers. We saw him hit three or four of those the other night against Michigan, those 10, 12-footers from the baseline, and, you know, the elbow shots that he's made. I think he's more than capable, and he's been maybe a little bit better rebounder than I thought he would be. I thought maybe he'd have a more difficult time because he's not an above-the-rim guy, but he's been really good on the glass as well.
We debate the bracketology all the time, Tom, and we talked about Nebraska. I think we both think Nebraska should get in. But then you see what Penn State did last night. Excuse me, doesn't have the RPI necessarily, but that's not a team you want to play.
No, neither of those teams are really teams that you want to play because they are coming on at the right time of the year, and they've got guys on their team. When you look at Nebraska, when you've got the Palmer kid who, you know, I think is making a case to be first team all Big Ten, who can go off for 30. And then you saw what Tony Carr did last night going for 30. And they've got guys like that that are capable of just taking over a game. Those are both really dangerous teams going into that Big Ten tournament. And then, you know, if they make the NCAAs, I think one of the things hurting them right, both those teams right now, is they scheduled pretty soft in the non-con, and that's coming back to bite them a little bit right now.
But you cannot keep a Nebraska out if they end up 13-5 or 14-4 in the Big Ten.
You just can't.
You can't.
I mean, you got to put them in. Maybe they'll get another what they would call signature win in the Big Ten tournament. But they're a team, and Penn State's also a team that they couldn't afford to lose in that first game of the Big Ten tournament. They're going to have to win games to kind of impress the committee, because if they get a bad loss late, that may just be what those committee people want to see, to say, you're right, you know, they kind of just made it through because the Big Ten's not strong this year. And they were able to build up some wins against bad teams.
In light of results last night, who do you favor in the Big Ten now, Tom?
Boy, it's a good question, because Ohio State did not play well up in Happy Valley, and they got buzzsawed. And Purdue, you know, I didn't see that coming either. And Wisconsin is not a juggernaut this year, and they played right into Wisconsin's hand and lost that game up in Madison on Frank Kaminsky night. So I kind of always just go back to Michigan State's being the best team because they have the most talent, and they've got lottery picks on that team, and they've got stuff that other teams don't have, and they've got some really good depth too. So I'd probably say Michigan State's the team to beat.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. And the other thing that's going to be interesting to see is Wednesday attendance. What do you set the over-under for at Madison Square Garden?
I may be able to give you an on-site report on that one, because I think I'll probably be there. Boy, there's not going to... you know, maybe if Rutgers is playing, maybe there's a few people there. I don't know. Might be more than there would be if Rutgers wasn't playing. Yeah, I don't. You know, it was funny. You know, I'll think back to that NIT final that Iowa played in several years back when they played Baylor in that championship game, and there was not many people in the Garden that night. It just, you know, for that NIT title game, there just weren't a lot of people coming out to see Iowa and Baylor go head-to-head.
As you take a look at things, everyone's got their theory. You mentioned defense, and that seems to be at the top of the list as far as what has ailed this Iowa basketball team. But now, if we can, to look ahead, Joe Wieskamp's coming in next year. There's all kinds of speculation that, you know, who's going to be back on this team? Are there going to be defections from this team? I guess those questions remain to be answered, but I don't know what. It's hard to ask you this, but what do you see in your crystal ball?
Yeah, I just watching college basketball fairly closely over the years, and when you have seasons like this, you always see guys leave. Just kind of fresh start, especially if you're kind of out of that mix of players that were getting a lot of playing time. So I suspect there's going to be guys leaving. Who that is, we'll find out here in the coming month or two, as kids make their decisions, what they're going to do. But I kind of, it's almost like this team needs to hit a refresh button of some sort and get back to whatever was going to make them successful. I think Joe's going to help them a ton next year. I think he's the starting two guard next year, and then you kind of just build around him, you build around Bohannon, and you kind of go from there. They've got to figure out how to play a cohesive defense because they don't have a bunch of great individual defenders, and somebody's got to take on that mentality.
More three-point shooters, too, and Wieskamp is one of those guys, but he and Bohannon, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, Moss is obviously very streaky. Garza, but he's streaky. And Bear has kind of regressed this year in the three-point shooting. And, he showed some real signs last year that he could be a pretty good three-point shooter, but this year he has not been. So they've got guys that are capable but not consistent, I think, is the what I would call it. They've got another kid coming in, CJ Frederick, and he may be able to help them in that area. I know he's a very good three-point shooter, but is he ready to play at the Big Ten level? I think that's another question. One of the things I'd be curious to see what happens is, next year, do they, with a healthy Connor McCaffrey, is Connor the point, and do you move Jordan to the two and play Joe at the three, which they could potentially do. And that gets both those guys on the floor together. You spread the floor a little bit more for Connor, and then you've got Garza, Cooks, et cetera, Pencil, guys like that that can operate in the paint a little bit easier.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But not giving up on this year, certainly, but it's going to have to take a Herculean effort to get through 4 days, what it sounds, up in New York City anyway. And football now. The recruiting class is done. Early signing and then the regular signing period, which is now the late signing period. So if you followed that, hooray for you out there. but now that everybody is inked, it's all dried. What do you think about this recruiting class for Iowa?
We have them ranked 39th, which is, kind of on the upper end of Kirk's tenure. They were 34 the day before signing day, and then other schools landed guys and jumped past them, which always happens when you've got most of your shopping done before signing day, which Iowa did. I think they filled a lot of needs, getting guys at linebacker, defensive back, and I think that was important for them. Upgraded a little bit with a couple of just pure athletes that could factor in different places in Samson Evans and Tyrone Tracy Jr. And they got a quarterback who's looks like somebody they can build upon with Spencer Petras, and they needed one because after losing Boyle and Uyghurs, they needed to find a third arm in there, because it was getting mighty lonely in that quarterback room with just two guys.
Is this dual signing period a good thing, Tom, now that you've seen it play out?
I think so. I think I think it is for Iowa, at least, because they tend to, they kind of made a philosophical decision a few years back, probably 4 or 5, maybe 6 years back, that they were going to try and get guys in and get them early and get them committed and keep them committed. And what would always happen is, other schools would miss out on guys. And so in January, they'd be come to look at guys on Iowa's list. And, and Iowa would then go look at some kids on other lists. It just seemed like everything was pretty seamless. There wasn't a lot of that going on this year in December, because I think people realize, there's probably going to be other guys out there that they can go get and not have to persuade. So I think it's helped the kids, most importantly, who are making early decisions, because it doesn't seem like they're getting the pressure that they would in January to take visits to other schools. And I think it's helped programs like Iowa, because they tend to get their work done on recruiting early and have their classes pretty much set by the time you get to Christmas.
Iowa brought in a lot of linebackers, including one that from Georgia that a lot of people are very high on. With that in mind, I know the big in-state cherry on top of the sundae is Jack Campbell at Cedar Falls for next year's recruiting class. Iowa State, everybody, Big Ten, Big 12 is after him. Does that hurt the Hawkeyes as far as bringing him in next year?
I don't think so, because there's always going to be openings in the two deeps, and by the time you get to signing day, it'll look completely different, and they'll figure things out. But yeah, Jaden McDonald, the kid from Georgia, is a good one to get. But they're gonna have, you always need depth. I think there's going to be an opportunity. Campbell's, obviously one of the five best prospects in the state this year, and I think it's probably down to Iowa and Iowa State for him. And it'll be an interesting decision to see where he goes, because I've heard from one person that he's favoring Iowa, and then another person will tell me he's favoring Iowa State. So I think he's really very much up in the air. And, there's always the rumblings that maybe he wants to make a decision fairly soon, which, kind of makes it even more interesting if he's going to get the decision out of the way earlier in the process.
Quite a few walk-ons as you pick through that list. Anybody stick out, Tom?
Yeah. The kid that I've always cited is the kid Riggs from Des Moines, the linebacker on that championship team. Just because every time I watched them play, he was always making plays and making tackles and being involved. And if there was a big play, he was usually part of it. So he's one of the guys that I really liked in that walk-on class. The kid from Williamsburg, Subert,
yep.
Turned down some FCS offers. I think he's a really good get for a tight end, because they didn't get a tight end in this class. So he's going to come in and be able to help them. And also Brandon Snyder's younger brother, Jaden, coming in, who's, some people around that area tell me he's a better athlete than Brandon was. So, and we've seen what Brandon's been able to do in an Iowa uniform. So, a couple of years down the line, we could probably see him lining up at safety for Iowa.
Someone asked me, and I didn't have the answer, Tom. Do walk-ons have to sign letters of intent?
They sign some sort of agreement. I know our buddy Blair Brooks was signing one of those,
yep.
And he posted a picture about it. And I think that's just so then the school can announce them that they're coming, because before they couldn't announce and talk about any of the walk-ons. And this year in their press release, they had, 16, 17 of them listed in there as coming to Iowa. So, and I should have mentioned Blair, because Blair's a great kid, and I think he's got a shot to get in there at wide receiver. I mean, it's wide open at that position, and somebody's got to step up, and I'd love to see it be Blair, because just that story writes itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
46-23 on the text line, Tom, wanted to ask you, chance of Amani Hooker moving to linebacker?
We might see a little bit of that with him just kind of playing that hybrid thing that Phil Barker talked about doing at the end of last year. He mentioned maybe doing a hybrid thing on third downs.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, football will be right around the corner.
Baseball's 2 hours away.
Yeah, baseball's 2 hours away, but spring football is right around the corner, too.
It is. It's, March 22nd, I think, they start up. So, yeah, it'll be coming up here real soon.
A little over a month away. Well, get working on those pies for Ragbri, and we will we'll talk to you down the line. Always appreciate your time, Tom.
All right, apple or cherry?
Either one. You gotta mix them up, or the people aren't going to be happy.
Okay, we'll do. Thanks for having me on, guys. Always enjoy it.
Next time.
Tom Cakerd of HawkeyeReport.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at HawkeyeReport. Always very knowledgeable. Does a great job with us on either of the local programs. 3:44, we'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM.
This Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it's the famous February sale at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Save on a huge assortment of diamond and colored stone jewelry up to 60% off, including an array of $99 and $199 colored stone rings, $29 and $39 cases, a range of watches at 50% off, and a huge selection of estate pieces. The famous February sale, Saturday 9:30 to 5, Sunday 12 to 4, and Monday 9:30 to 6 only at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, downtown Iowa City.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure, and this year they're hosting the countdown to the event. Sign up now and registration is only $15. You get the early bird discount and a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Join Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and support the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure this summer. Register now and get the early bird discount at diabetes.org/Corridor Classic.
Save big money on everything for your home now during Menards' Big Sale. Save on window treatments from Window Images. 1-inch wide aluminum cordless blinds in 23 by 48 are $14.99 each. 2-inch white faux wood cordless blinds in 24 by 48 are $21.99 each. Plus, they can be trimmed to width for free. Save big on aluminum and faux wood blinds and more. Offers good through February 17th. Now during Menards' Big Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
3:46, back on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. What a busy, busy weekend. Olympic action going on, continuing from Pyeongchang. You got the Daytona 500, the Great American Race, coming up on Sunday. Our friend Joey will be in the Xfinity race coming up tomorrow. Joey Gase of Cedar Rapids in the 35 car tomorrow. Look for him.
The QQQ 300.
The QQQ 300.
I believe that's what it's called, yeah.
I believe you. I believe you. You have no reason not to be accurate on that. And then the NBA All-Star Game. Will they hit 200? I wonder if that's a prop bet. This is one we would love to have our friend John Cranton from Las Vegas.
I'm not going to tune in. I might tune in to the celebrity game tonight, though. Bubba Watson's playing.
Yeah, and there was some speculation that Bubba was going to withdraw from Riviera, the Genesis Open.
He's in contention.
Yeah, so probably a good thing he did not withdraw.
Yeah, he's tied for fifth right now.
Yeah, he's doing fine. He's doing fine out there, tied for fifth at this point. But yeah, might place a little hoops coming up a little bit later on. What we're going to do right now, though, is give you an opportunity to get that final pair of tickets that we've been giving away all week. T-Pain, Ja Rule, featuring Mike Jones, June 23rd, Saturday night. U.S. Cellular Center tickets are available right now. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, give them a purchase, stop by the U.S. Cellular Center box office, but we've been giving them away all throughout the week here on KGYM, doing it behind the stylings of one Mark Dukes. He will sing or recite. I don't know how you're going to do it. You're going to do something. You're going to recite a lyric.
Reciting rap lyrics, yes.
And you are going to recite it We're going to get caller number six, and they're going to let us know if that's a T-Pain, Ja Rule, or Mike Jones lyric.
Here we go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
He's ready. Kyle, you ready? Kyle is ready. Hit it, Mark.
Shawty, don't chop me. Shawty, don't screw me. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's it. T-Pain, Ja Rule, or Mike Jones?
319-366-1600.
Who was that? That was Coon. 319-366-1600. Caller number six. Let us know who really sings that, and we're going to let you go to that concert. We've been having fun with this, and thanks to the great folks for helping us out putting that on.
Ja Rule, T-Pain, or Mike Jones. That's simple.
Yeah. Going to be good. Going to be a good one. Going to be a good show coming up at the end of June at the U.S. Cellular Center. And again, those tickets are on sale right now. And Kyle is getting the sixth caller on the line. We'll let you know what's happening. They're underway with 2A semifinals at State Wrestling. Just kicking that off right now. And again, we've got basketball coming your way tonight right here on KGYM beginning at 6:45. Let's go down to West Branch and bring in Bob on the Friday afternoon. Bob, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great. All right. You heard the stylings of Mark Dukes. T-Pain, Ja Rule, or Mike Jones for the tickets?
That's a T-Pain song.
Attaboy, Bob.
Very good. Hey, Bob, we're going to put you on hold, but thank you very much for listening. Say hi to everybody down at West Branch for us, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
There you go. It's as simple as that. Bob's going to go enjoy that concert.
We've gone West Branch, Blairstown. Where else this week have we given tickets away? Locally. Hope the folks enjoy them. They are on sale now, right?
Yep. Ticketmaster.com or just stop by the U.S. Cellular Center box office and pick those up.
I will not be introducing said singers.
I think you should, man. After what we have gone through, I think you should be ready to do that. All right, but congratulations going out to Bob from West Branch. All right, All-Star Game, you know, it's going to be a score-a-thon, and they're going to let people score. They're going to, you know, go down court, say, hey, let me shoot, I'll let you shoot. And it's going to hit 200. Mm. The question is the winning team going to get 200 this year? And I don't think so, but it's inching closer and closer to it. It's probably going to be like the NFL All-Pro game or the Pro Bowl now, and they'll probably have a 89-83 game, but I don't see that. I think it's going to be at least 185 for the winning team this year.
I would guess so, and that's one reason I don't watch it.
That doesn't interest
you. I mean, it's an Ole defense.
There is no defense. There is no defense. There's nothing Ole to it.
It's pure entertainment, and if you're entertained by that, fine. I'm not.
Daytona 500. I will be tuned in for the Daytona 500.
Always watch it.
The Great American Race this weekend.
At least the first and last 10 laps.
Well, you wait for the big one. Is that what everyone's waiting for? Be truthful out there.
Many people are, yeah.
I think many people are. That they just want to see this thing end up in a crash fest. And a lot of times it does end up in a crash fest. But it'll be entertaining. They had the two duels last night. And today, Daniel Suarez was the fastest in practice, final practice, if you will. They have the truck race tonight. Truck race is actually probably the best race of the weekend at Daytona. If they don't send trucks flying, which they have the last few years, and thankfully everybody's been okay in the stands and on the track.
Daytona race, does it really matter where you start or how fast you are in practice?
Not at all.
Unlike any other race, it doesn't matter.
Daytona or... as well.
Talladega
doesn't matter. Just you got to miss the big one. You got to catch the draft at the right time, and you got to work your way up to the front. You got to have a dancing partner to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey Gase, when we talked with him last week, that's what kind of messed him up last year, because he said the guy he was with decided to go with somebody else at the very end.
Text line 3723, was that Madonna Dukes? No.
No, I think we established this, right?
Sounded like Papa don't preach. 4570 says I can open for Bruner anytime. I thought Bruner was retired. But I see him out and about dabbles. Every now and then.
He dabbles. He's still dabbling out there.
He just can't. It's like an athlete. He just can't put it down.
Can't put it down, man. Can't put it down. He just shows up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Unlike bowling on Wednesday. He had a good excuse. It was Valentine's Day. We said a lot of people were out on Wednesday with Valentine's Day. Who's going to win the Daytona 500? Who's your pick?
Crapshoot. I mean, I'll go with Truex just because he's coming off a hot year.
With my... I tend to be a, you know, a theorist to the point that there is something fishy going on in everything.
I'll also say I love Harvick in these races.
I just have a feel. Yeah, I do too. And I think Kevin Harvick might be the winner. But conspiracy theory Scott inside of me says since NASCAR at the end of last year, all they wanted to do was push the young guys, push the young guys, push the young guys, because they knew...
Don't say 88.
They knew Junior wasn't going to be there this
year. Don't see 88 car.
Bowman might win this thing. He's on the pole, not that it matters, or he's on the front row. You know they want either Chase Elliott, Bowman, or Byron, the rookie, coming in.
Wesley Bryan.
That would be not Wesley. That's the golfer. This is William Bryan, I believe. But I think one of those three guys may be as well. I think one of those three guys, NASCAR would be really happy. And then they can just throw promos on there saying, ah, the fresh new faces of NASCAR.
Yeah.
And go on. There have been conspiracy theories to that effect. Am I right?
Let's see if it plays out.
So I just have a feeling that that might happen coming up. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600 as we are getting closer and closer to the Great American Race. We do have our poll question up, by the way, at kgymradio.com. That is a good one.
What is the state's marquee sporting event? Would it be the Cy-Hawk game, Drake Relays, Ragbri, the state wrestling tournament, or something else? What say you? KGYM Radio. com.
We mentioned the two A's are just underway with their semifinals going on right now.
Right now it's divided evenly in thirds, state wrestling, Cy-Hawk game, and Ragbri.
Cy-Hawk game, I mean, you get over 100,000
people. It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's a one-day, one-shot situation. I think you're talking more football than anything, right? Not so much the basketball game because it's midweek, and like I said, the last couple of years it's not been the greatest. So,
11:21, Danica in her last ride.
Oh,
is that a conspiracy theory?
No, I just don't think that she doesn't have the racing equipment to do it this year. Granted, like you said, it really doesn't matter if you catch the brakes, you can get up there. But Danica's out of the. She's out of the loop as far as NASCAR is concerned. She was 3 years ago.
0497, Alex Bowman wins from the pile. I mean, pole.
There you go. I think it could be the... You can just picture the 88 driving into victory lane Sunday at Daytona. The iconic 88 with Alex Bowman.
2134, Scott, with your thinking, what happens if the new young guns, one of them causes the big one?
Well, they might. Doesn't mean they're all going to be taken away in the wreck, though. It'll be fun, and we'll see how that plays out. We'll talk about that on Monday. Mike Colas will join us coming up on Monday as well. Springville and Bellevue Marquette will be out there tonight for you at 6:45, and looking forward to that. Have a good weekend.
You as well.
All right, stay tuned. TB show next.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. It's where you go anytime with your family and friends to gather around the table, crunching, talking,